the rest of the story. Linda Clark, a California real estate agent. Her apartment overlooks the Pacific Ocean. She never gazes through her sliding glass door without recalling one chilly January midnight when she looked out and saw them lying on the beach, obviously helpless, the dolphins. Most of us would not know how to react or what to do, but Linda knew what to do. That is the rest of the story. They lay nose to nose in the sand, one perhaps 15 feet long, the other less than half that size. Doubtless a mother and a calf, Linda thought. Sometimes when a baby becomes disoriented and swims to shore, the mother will follow, hoping to help. But now both were beached and gasping, utterly alone in a moonless night, except for the stranger who had rushed to their side. A fortunately knowledgeable young good Samaritan named Linda Clark. First, she must approach them without startling them, then establish physical contact, a tender caress to the mother's side, and then to her flippers, which are as sensitive as human hands. The wise eyes followed Linda's every move. In 5 minutes, the mother was completely calm. Both dolphins seemed to know that Linda was there to help. But the question was, could she? After a long and comforting communion with the two stranded visitors, Linda ran back into her apartment. Hastily, she phoned friends for help. It was too late, they said, but they wished her luck. Next, she dialed 911, the county's lifeguard emergency number, and then the Coast Guard, but the responses were all the same. Dolphins in that predicament had no chance of survival. Sorry. Angered by the unilateral apathy, yet determined to do what she could, Linda returned to the beach with a large cooking pot this time. She began pouring seawater on the dolphins. At intervals, she lay next to them in the sand with reassuring arms around them. The baby gently nuzzled her, and the night dragged wearily on. By 3 a.m., Linda was numb from the cold. The dolphins' condition had worsened. Linda prayed and cried and begged them not to die, but there was no way that she could carry them back to the ocean on her own. Then at 5 a.m., Linda got an idea. She hurried back into the apartment, called a Los Angeles radio station. "Ask your listeners to help," she pleaded. Well, the station did that and more. A reporter was dispatched to the beach by chopper. As the sun rose, a crowd gathered. The dolphins appeared to be unconscious now, but Linda insisted through tears that it was not too late. So several men gathered around the still bodies, lifted them into the surf, and as they stood waist deep, stroking the smooth skin as Linda instructed, the baby's eyes opened, and then the mother, and just a minute later, both of them were swimming again, gradually at first, and then strongly, and finally heading for the open sea, leaping over the waves to the cheers of the astonished onlookers. That was a little more than 1 year ago. Linda Clark has learned even more about dolphins since then. But what's most remarkable of all, what is most remarkable of all is that she knew absolutely nothing about dolphins before that experience. Just a little before. Luckily, for two friends who received an unexpected and life-saving embrace in the night, Linda Clark had learned everything she knew about dolphins on the very night before, at a birthday party for a noted authority on dolphins, a party from which she carried away a wealth of information and a desire actually someday to see a dolphin up close. Well, of course, now you know Linda got her wish. For now you know the rest of the story.